This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we're doing something a little bit different tonight. Just want to come right out and reveal that we are recording the first hour of the show. Now, the reason why, and by the way, it's Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio. Hey, Johnny.
Hello, Ian.
The reason why, I don't really think I can say. It involves one of our co-hosts, occasional co-hosts. I shouldn't even say who. He needs some help with an activist project.
There's a contest that's happening.
Yeah, and we really shouldn't get into detail because he is specifically asked, now you know it's not one of the female co-hosts, but he specifically asked that this not be publicized, really. So it's a very important project. If you were living in Keene, New Hampshire, in this area, and you were a liberty activist, hopefully you would know about this because you'd be involved in helping him, because it's a big idea that, let's just say, could really help with Bitcoin in the future, like moving ahead, at least locally, helping Bitcoin acceptance. And I think it's a very important project. So that's why we're actually not here in the studio when this particular hour of the show is live, because we're going to be out with that person helping them with that activism. And it's a bunch of the Free Talk Live co-hosts from this area are helping out with this. So there's really like nobody who can do the show live. Normally we're pretty good about having live shows every single night. So we are going to be back at some point here tonight, and so we're pre-recording the first hour of the show just to make sure we have enough time to get back, that we don't have to leave this event that we're all at, that we don't have to leave early, because we don't know when it's going to be over. And so anyway, just wanted to preface, you know, what's going on here. So if you hear me give out the phone numbers, it's on complete accident. It's out of total
habit.
We'll be opening the phones up coming up later on in the show tonight. So we'll let you know when that's available. So, of course, we've got stuff to talk about that we think you'll find interesting. And, of course, if you want to comment, just hold off and then call in a little bit later on when we start doing the live version of the show tonight. And what we're going to start with is a story I've had in show prep for a little bit, a few days now. It came out of the WKYT.com, Bath County, Kentucky, back in late January. Since October of 2015, Amish farmer Samuel Girard has been facing a 12-count federal indictment. The charges against him include conspiracy, distributing misbranded drugs, and threatening a witness. Girard's troubles, you don't hear about this with Amish folks very often, so what's going on? Well, his troubles started back in 2013, when someone reported his products to the state health department in Missouri. Federal judge in Missouri put an injunction in place banning Girard from making some of his products until he met certain conditions. And part of those conditions were inspections of the property where Girard made his products, which is where Kentucky comes into play. Girard makes his products on his family farm, as you might imagine, in Bath County. The farm is home to Girard and his wife, along with their 12 children and 25 grandchildren. Due to their Amish religious beliefs, no one in the Girard family was able to talk with WKYT on camera, which is interesting. Maybe it's, you know, the camera will steal your soul or something like that. I don't know exactly what Amish people believe when it comes to being on camera, but apparently they can't do it. They did say, however, that they just want to see the leader of their family freed. So apparently they can conduct an interview with media. They just can't do it on camera.
Yeah, well, that's curious. I wonder why. Maybe it's because the representation of you can be cut up and re-edited to depict you presenting a view that you don't hold.
That certainly could be true.
Probably not stealing your soul, but, you know.
You don't think?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, these guys are pretty old-fashioned.
Yes, however, comma, they're not. They understand that the technology exists out there. They're
true.
They're not.
But they're kind of anti-technology.
They're not African tribes people.
Well, they're the closest that the United States has to it. I mean, the Amish people reject forms of technology. Now, there's different sects, I guess, where, and I should know this better because there's a large Mennonite community in Sarasota, Florida, where I grew up. I know that there's some of them that accept some level of technology. They'll use phones and they'll use electricity, but some are like the old order Amish who, you know, you can't even have like a washing machine. You can't have a television. You can't have electric heat. You can't have those things. And so maybe that extends to the people that, you know, they're doing business. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird thing.
I've always wondered how new tech is defined by an Amish person, because, you know, a butter churn is an amplification of human labor. It's not electrified.
True.
Electricity maybe is a requirement. Or
maybe that's the devil. Maybe electricity is the devil and they can't get too close to it. I mean, we shouldn't speculate. We don't know. And we could probably research it, but it's hard to research while you're talking on the radio. So, of course, later on tonight, you can call in and share your thoughts about this. Of course, if you're an active old order Amish, you probably can't call in because that would basically be you being interviewed on the radio, and unless it's only that they're against being on
images,
camera.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe it's okay to conduct a radio interview, but again, it would require to use a phone or Skype to contact us. Well, anyway, this guy, Mr. Girard, is currently in jail being held in advance of trial, and let's see, Bath County resident Sousa Moody says, "I think everybody in the community has heard about it. Many in Bath County are confused as one of their own sits in jail." Moody said, quote, "I can't even figure out what he's done wrong. They live at the foot of the cross, and the thought of one of them intentionally doing something wrong is outrageous." Another family friend, Sally O, says they're just devastated. I mean, when they brought him out in handcuffs, it was awful. Further, O said regarding one of the products in the indictment, Girard's chickweed salve. Is it salve, S-A-L-V-E, or salve?
I think it's pronounced salve, but I always pronounce it salve, personally.
So she says, its ingredients include rosemary, beeswax, olive oil. Throughout the accusations, says the story at WKYT, the FDA often took up an issue with the labeling of the products. It said chickweed salve up top, then on down said cures cancer, which for some people it did. But he can't say that, said the friend of the family, so he changed it to say healing chickweed. But they said, no, you can't say healing either. So now it just says original chickweed. So it sounds like he did jump through some of these government hoops. What's going on here is, and I know a lot of people don't believe this, like this lady said, she was shocked when this guy was taken out in handcuffs, but the FDA has an enforcement division, and they will go into your store, or in this case, your family farmhouse, and they will use violence against you if they find out that you're breaking their ordinance or their statutes, their rules, their regulations, which basically say that unless you are, it's like unless you have FDA approval, you can't say X product does Y.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot make any kind of health claim about something, even if you truly believe that it does that thing, even if you've seen evidence personally, or at least what you believe to be evidence of people being healed, people being cured, people having maladies remedied by whatever this product is that you've created or that you're selling. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All of the, you know, personal evidence, the case studies, the anecdotes, none of that matter. And it also, you know, buyer beware doesn't matter either. You know, we are libertarians, so we believe that the FDA shouldn't exist, that there should be a market with competition, and people should be able to make claims, but they need to back those claims up with evidence. If customers want to know more. They should provide that evidence. But ultimately, the buyer should be the one making the decision here, not the government. And this is yet another story of tragedy about a family's life being torn apart because this man believes in his product. Now, I want to continue the conversation here about this, and later on tonight, we'll open the phones so you can get involved here on Free Talk Live. More about the Amish farmer who's facing federal prison coming up on Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of our revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's a very special episode of Free Talk Live. Ian and Johnny Ray here, but we're actually not doing this particular hour of the show live due to a very interesting activist event that's happening here in Keene that we pretty much really ought to be at. So we're just going to lay down this first hour. Then we'll open the phones up once we get back into the studio physically, and you can comment on any of the stuff we're talking about here at that time. So be patient. We'll give you the phone numbers when the time comes. Or I might do it on accident just because I'm in such a habit of doing so. Ian and Johnny Ray here. Do, by the way, want to let you know, of course, about MyPillow, which is a great product that I've been using since early 2016. It really does a great job, and one of the reasons why is because it's actually designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Now, you can also wash it. So you put it in your washer, put it in your dryer, not a problem. You can do that with MyPillow. It's designed for it. Plus, it's designed to last for a decade. It's got a great warranty on it. And it also has a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you get MyPillow at MyPillow.com by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, you get half off of one pillow or two for the price of one. If you do that and you don't like it for some reason, you just get in touch with them and then send the pillow back, and they'll send you your purchase price back. Very, very simple, and I think it works great. So go and try yours out at MyPillow.com with code FTL. Get one at half price, two for the price of one. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we continue here with a story out of Bath County, an Amish farmer, Bath County, Kentucky. His name is Samuel Girard. He's currently facing a 12-count federal indictment. He has been in a jail cell awaiting federal trial since October of 2013. That's when he was indicted. Excuse me, 2015. So he's actually been in jail for a while waiting on this. It's a terrible, terrifying story that could affect a lot of people who don't even realize it. I mean, the people in this story are caught by surprise. They can't believe that this, what they consider peaceful, kind man, has been caught up in all of this. They say he didn't do anything wrong. Well, what the federal government says is that he labeled a product wrong. That's why they think this man should go to prison.
Should be locked up.
Because he made a label for a product that said it heals or cures cancer. He then changed it to say healing chickweed. He then changed that because they said you can't say something heals you unless you get the FDA's approval. He then changed it to original chickweed, but maybe it was too little too late. Let me continue with the story here. So one of the friends of the family says, I mean, do you go to jail because you've messed up a label on a product? I thought you went to jail because you did something bad. I mean, he mislabeled something. I doubt he knew any better.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Sadly, you're right about that. The FDA says Girard also passed out pamphlets touting his product's effectiveness in treating various conditions. It's because of those claims that under the Federal Food and Drug and Cosmetic Act, the FDA says the products are being defined as a drug, even though multiple tests confirm that the products do not contain drugs. The FDA requires anyone who manufactures a defined drug to register their facility with them, and the Girard family farm is not registered. Ms. O, one of the neighbors and friends, says Sam has made this product for over 20 years, and he has never hurt anyone. Unquote. However, the indictment says this is much more than a labeling mistake. The allegations claim the product known as 2-more, M-O-R, hyphen gone, 2-morgon, which is said to be, quote, very good at removing tumors, unquote, used a bloodroot plant extract that has a corrosive effect on human skin. Prosecutors pointed out that back in 2013, a federal judge in Missouri banned Girard from distributing these products until he met certain conditions. And those conditions included allowing the FDA to inspect where he makes the goods. According to the indictment, the FDA says their officers were prevented from conducting an inspection at the farm. You got to hand it to the Amish. I do love it when they stand up against the state. It always just warms my heart because they seem to have more cojones than the average American.
Oh, yeah.
They're far more willing to say no to the government, to say it's our right, that this is our freedom, and to stand on whatever their principles are as Amish people. They do tend to go to the mat with them.
Yeah, the Amish seem to take God seriously, unlike the bulk of American evangelical Christians who place the American flag above the Bible in most cases.
Yep, exactly. So prosecutors say that, again, he was banned from Missouri. The FDA says they weren't allowed to inspect. They also say Girard continued to sell the products without letting his customers know they were the subject of a court-ordered injunction. Moody, one of the neighbors and family friends, says, I feel like jail is for criminals. He might have done something wrong by the word of the law, but he's a far cry from a criminal, she said. Since the 2015 indictment, Girard, who fired his appointed attorney, is now representing himself, has been trying hard to clear his name. The Amish farmer filed a motion to dismiss the case, citing a lack of due process, lack of standing, and lack of jurisdiction. A judge, of course, denied the motion and set a status conference back in August. Ms. O says, Sam is a very literal person. This hearing didn't say, hey, Sam, you've got to be here. It just said there's a status hearing in your case, and he thought he doesn't have to show up. It was a mistake on his part, but because he's not an attorney, he just doesn't understand. A warrant was then issued for Girard's arrest. The Bath County Sheriff wrote a letter to those involved saying he's concerned about the ongoing ruthless and relentless attack against one of his constituents. The letter went on to say Girard was in protective custody of his office. Girard was considered a fugitive for about 5 months before being arrested at his farm in early January. Okay, I apologize. So I presumed he was arrested when the indictment came down. Turns out he wasn't. He was arrested just several weeks ago. He is now in jail without bond, awaiting trial scheduled for late February. O says it's like a freight train out of control. There's no stopping it. She says she believes the bottom line in all of this is that they are targeting the Amish because they don't threaten, they don't fight back, and they don't like lawyers. The U.S. Attorney's Office is saying that's far from the truth, and that their primary and sole concern is protecting potential consumers. You think that's true, Johnny Ray? Do you think they're just all about keeping people safe from this bad, bad Amish man's unlabeled salves?
Fundamentally, no. I think that they're there to just get the money, and they do stuff like this to protect the medical cartel that we have in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the U.S. is a socialist country, broadly speaking, but especially so in the medical field. And these companies that collaborate with the government control and the regulatory bodies, they rely on the obstacles and the barriers of entry that the government will put up in order to, so that they don't have to compete in a real marketplace.
Now, I don't know if the chickweed salve actually cures cancer. I don't know if it heals anything, but I don't care. If I'm going to go and buy something at the store, if I'm going to buy something from an Amish farmhouse, I, as a customer, it's my responsibility to do the research necessary to conduct whatever interviews and digging online to figure out what's the truth or what I believe the truth to be. I don't trust the government when it comes to, you know, determining what is and is not safe. These people are killers, as far as I'm concerned. So we're going to continue here with more Free Talk Live coming up.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, doing a special hour of the show where we actually can't take your calls because we're not here in the studio. Well, I mean, we are when we're recording this, but we're recording it for a special reason because we can't be here. We're out supporting one of our fellow activists here in Keene, and he needs as much support as he can get. So we actually are postponing the live version of the show for an hour. Just to make sure we have enough time to do that. So bear with us. We'll open the phones up a little bit later, and you can comment on this outrageous story about an Amish farmer. He is sitting in a jail cell right now awaiting federal trial. His name is Samuel Girard, and he's accused in a 12-count federal indictment of conspiracy and distributing misbranded drugs and threatening a witness. Now, they don't go into the witness threatening allegations here, but
yeah, that's very curious. I wonder if that's trumped up or what.
Yeah, they don't get into that at all.
I think that it's outrageous to you and me, but otherwise, this gentleman is kind of a soft target for selling a product and making claims that it could cure cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people would understand why the law is going after him. But folks, I just want to tell you that the greatest check and balance on somebody committing fraud or selling you a bum product is you and your fellow consumers. A firm cannot succeed in the long run selling crap. They have to sell you something good, and you're the one who they'll go bankrupt if they poison you.
Well, now, there is the placebo effect, Johnny Ray, which is a very powerful, long-studied effect that, you know, for those that don't know, says that when you believe that something is a cure, when you believe that the pill that the doctor is giving you is going to solve your problem, that in a lot of cases it does.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of cases, you kind of, I don't know if you're manifesting the cure within yourself because you totally believe in this, even though it's just a sugar pill.
Right.
That's what the placebo, the classic placebo, is. It's usually, in a lot of cases, used in double-blind studies where they'll give a group of recipients in the study the real chemical, whatever it is they're studying. They'll give another group the placebo. They'll give another group, you know, nothing or whatever. And there's, you know, they study how people respond to these different things. But there have been so many studies about the placebo effect that show it really is a powerful thing. And that's why, you know, giving people a positive mindset about getting over whatever it is their malady is, whether it's cancer or broken limb or whatever we're talking about, having that positive mindset is very, very helpful. The placebo effect, in my opinion, is proof of that. So it may be that people have had cancer cured after using this man's
because they were using his salve. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that's possible.
But because they believed in it, because that they believed that it could heal them, and so therefore did. I know some people are going to recoil at that statement and say, well, that's not possible. Well, the placebo effect shouldn't be possible, right? If you believe that chemicals do certain things, then you shouldn't believe in the placebo effect, but it's been long studied. So I guess bringing that up, I'm just commenting on the idea that, you know, for some people, it's really just their beliefs, and you can't prove necessarily maybe that this salve cures cancer, because some people won't believe it, right? If they're taking this salve and they're skeptical about it, then maybe it won't cure cancer. But maybe the people who believe in the salve, it does cure their cancer. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, right? But is it impossible?
I think at worst, I think this gentleman and his products are harmless at worst.
Probably
they,
true. Although
they said
claim
that the blood root,
burns, yeah.
The blood root extract was corrosive to human tissue. But, you know, if you're, again, like, hearkening back to what I was just saying, if you're selling a product that's corrosive to human skin,
that's not going to last too long.
It's not going to be a popular product.
Right.
People aren't going to die. People aren't going to apply it until they've melted all of their skin off.
Yeah. But in the case of something like a cancer cure, which, you know, is probably not going to melt your skin off. But again, who knows what it will or won't do. But you're right. If something is dangerous, you're going to find out about it relatively quickly, especially now that we can communicate information instantaneously, unless, of course, you're Amish and you don't use the Internet. But still, you know, the word can get out there. But, you know, people who are taking this cancer cure, a lot of people in this circumstance, they're desperate for something. They don't want to try, you know, some people are very, very against the kind of the allopathic medicine, the traditional style of medicine where it might be chemotherapy, for instance. There are a lot of people who are just resolutely set against that kind of treatment because it seems to make people sick before they get better, and, you know, sometimes they don't get better. And
the success rate is a fraction of a percent.
Right. And so some people are looking for anything else. And so if they're desperate, then this is going to seem like something that they can try. And why shouldn't people be able to try whatever it is that they want to? I mean, if America is supposed to be a free country, it's not. And this is yet another example, and it's surprising to a lot of people that this man is in prison right now or awaiting a potential prison sentence. It doesn't surprise me because I know about these regulations that control people, but shouldn't people be free to make these decisions for themselves, to take an untested or risky kind of treatment? Because chemotherapy is risky. It's been tested, but it's still risky. I mean, it's a nasty thing from what I understand. I hope to never have to have any personal experience with it. I've seen enough people doing it, and kind of the fallout from it on their body, it's, I can understand why somebody would say, I don't want that. I'd rather, you know, rub this salve on my skin and hope that that does the job.
Right. I said a moment ago that chemotherapy had a fraction of a fraction success rate. And I would hasten to add that I am not a medical service provider or have had any training in medicine.
Me neither.
Before I find myself on the wrong end of the law, I want to add that you shouldn't take my advice.
Yeah, it's not medical advice. We're just talk show hosts.
But I wanted to add further that favoring a regulatory regime to monitor your own medical behavior, your medical spending, the products you buy, desiring a federal level of oversight to keep you from making mistakes, it's a kind of intellectual sloth. It's responsible for so much of the socialism in America. It, for whatever reason, people think that if you go to work for the government, then you're infallible or you are less likely to make mistakes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, we have seen drugs that have been approved by the FDA that have gone on to cause problems and then ultimately be recalled. So obviously the government is not infallible. And from what we've seen, the government is prone to error. The government is likely to screw things up because they don't have the same kind of incentives that the rest of us do in the marketplace.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of special interests in this particular case. The U.S. medical industry, the doctors' association
that are interested in protecting themselves
big
from
pharma.
Competition. They're interested in driving up the cost of coming up with some sort of remedy. Because if this guy, this Amish farmer, again, he probably really believes this stuff cures cancer.
Uh-huh.
I doubt he's a scam artist. I doubt he's marketing this product without that belief. But, you know, if he wanted to try to put his product through the FDA's rigorous, you know, trials and all that, there'd be no way he could do it because it would cost like $1 billion in order to jump through all of their ridiculous hoops that they've put up. And I don't know, can you even do that with a natural remedy? Because they have an approval process for drugs, but I don't know if they'll, I've never done the research. You'd have to hire an attorney to even begin to pour over have probably tomes of regulations that apply in this particular case. But, if you know more about it, you're welcome to comment on the story a little bit later. We'll open the phones up here. You don't see claims on natural products, probably because it's too expensive, or maybe you just can't even get those things approved in that way. Maybe they only approve what they consider to be drugs, claims about drugs, and that's another protection on the industry. We're going to continue here with more Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. We're doing an hour pre-recorded. Bear with us. The phones are going to open up here in a little bit, and you can comment on this outrageous story, or you can bring up anything you want. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. This outrageous story of an Amish farmer who is currently sitting inside a jail cell awaiting trial for 12-count indictment at the federal level for basically selling a product that presumably he believed in. I mean, he's been selling it for 20 years, according to family friends and neighbors who were shocked to see him taken out of his home last month in handcuffs in front of his family of like a dozen kids and 25 grandchildren. You know, what a scary situation for people to encounter. One of the witnesses was so surprised. Her response was essentially, well, I thought that jail was only for bad people. This is our friend. This is, you know, our neighbor. He's helpful. He, you know, you need a house built, he's probably going to come over and swing a hammer. This is probably not a bad person who in any way is trying to defraud or trying to scam anybody. Look, if you want to take a chickweed salve for your cancer, you should be free to do that. And somebody should be free to make medical claims about their products. There's all kinds of scammy medical-ish products that are offered out there. And many of these products have legal divisions. And I remember watching, like, I think it was Penn & Teller's BS years ago on the Showtime Network. Great show, by the way. If you've never seen it, you can probably pull up episodes on the internet, but it's fantastic. And they were looking at, like, questionable medical products. And there's no shortage of these things. Like, foot baths that claim to cure maladies, that, like, sucking toxins out through your feet and, uh-huh, and all kinds of stuff. No evidence that it does any of those things. But the companies that are manufacturing those products, they're with it enough legally. They've got legal departments who are aware of what the FDA regulations are, and they know how to kind of skirt around them to where the product itself doesn't say that it does something. But if you get an individual out there who has a personal experience, is my understanding, and again, I'm not a lawyer, but it's my understanding that you can give a personal experience. You can say, this is what happened for me when using the product. You just can't say product X cures Y. So you can say that I used the chickweed salve, and what do you know? My cancer cleared up. Because, again, correlation is not necessarily causation.
Uh-huh.
So you can, that's one of the ways that they can get around these regulations is having people give personal testimonials about the product. There are a lot of sort of alternative medical products that are marketed in this way.
Oh, yeah. You listen to enough talk radio, you'll hear plenty of weight loss products being hawked.
Sure.
Colon blasters.
Yeah.
And all sorts of strange and fascinating drugs and devices.
Yeah, and I'm not going to bat for any of them. You know, I'm not interested in promoting any of those things because I don't know anything about them. I don't know what they do. I know that some people swear by them. How many of the people who are swearing by them are actually scam artists who don't really believe in their product but just want to make a buck off of people who are hurting or who are desperate? And how many of them are actual true believers in the product who have had a personal experience that was very miraculous and they want to share that with people? I think there's a mixture of both in any given kind of product that's being marketed as some kind of cure without being marketed as a cure, you know,
yep.
Like bouncing around the legal.
Yep, and an out-and-out scam artist can play a role in somebody's recovery or somebody's weight loss, for example, going back to what you said about the placebo effect.
Sure.
Somebody could be selling snake oil knowing that it doesn't work, but their marketing is so good. Their ads are so good that people are convinced that it'll work,
and it
works for them.
Yeah, right. And so then you get that mixture of true believers working hand in hand with the hucksters.
Yeah.
Which is, again, none of the government regulations stop this from happening. So my point is that there's, for this one Amish farmer that's sitting in a jail cell right now awaiting a trial, 12 counts, including conspiracy, for every one Amish farmer that the federal government is targeting, there are hundreds of businesses out there making questionable claims, product pitchmen making questionable claims, telling stories that may or may not be true. So you still have to buyer beware is the point that I'm making. There's this government. There's all these regulations. There's the FDA. There's their enforcement squad. They're taking away Amish farmers in handcuffs. They make it look like they're doing something. They want you to believe, and the final quote here from this story at WKYT.com, the U.S. Attorney's Office, says that they're just trying to protect people. Quote, in cases like this, our interests are ensuring that drugs that are made available to the public are safe for consumption and ensuring the integrity of the judicial process. So they're just looking out for you, Johnny Ray, and that's their marketing. They want you to believe in them. They want you to believe that they're out there keeping you safe. But the fact is, there are all kinds of questionable things out there, and I would say that a lot of the drugs are questionable as well. Just because some company, some mega corporation, has paid billions of dollars to the government and spent, I don't know what, a decade, 2 decades, I don't know what the process takes on average to get through the FDA's approval process, but it's a long time. It's a lot of money and a long time. But that, just because a company has done that, doesn't make me feel like they're more honest. It doesn't make me feel like they're doing something necessarily that's on the up and up or that's good. I mean, a lot of these drugs, I question them. Like, oh yeah, you got pain? Well, why don't you get on these oxycodones for the rest of your life? That, to me, sounds like a really bad plan for somebody's future.
We've got here in New Hampshire, we have a heroin epidemic.
That's true.
And my current thinking is that it has come about thanks to Big Pharma and OxyContin and oxycodone, and
sure.
the idea that that pain management has become a part of the medical industry in a way that it was not probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's legal dope dealing.
Yeah, and so Big Pharma has created a legion of folks that are addicted to
opiates.
Thank you. Yep. To opiates, and And now we're seeing kids in high school that are hooked on heroin, and it's nothing like it's something new under the sun for me. It wasn't like that at Asheville High, I can tell you that, back in 95. I don't think anybody was on heroin. Maybe there were a few, but
opiates were kind of
crazy now.
I remember that in around the turn of the century, opiates were getting pretty big. So around the year 2000, I remember people were buying them on the black market.
Okay.
And so you combine the idea of these opiates being legal with also the fact that they're highly regulated and controlled by, like, the DEA. So doctors, in a lot of cases, are afraid to prescribe too much of these opiates. So they'll stop somebody at some point, and then that person's hooked. So that's when they start looking for black market options. Well, I can't get anything through the doctor now. I've tried doctor shopping. I'm not saying I've tried that, but not, you know, the fictional person. I'm not interested in opiates. But people will go doctor shopping. They'll go to different doctors and try to get prescriptions. But they have, like, you know, the DEA has, like, a reporting system. And, you know, these doctors have to report in to the centralized bureaucracy about who they're prescribing to and how much. So it can be hard in some cases to get these things legally. So they turn to the black market. And, yes, you can get oxycodones and hydrocodones on the black market. You're going to pay a pretty penny for them, about $1 per milligram, I think, is the typical street value, or at least that's what it was many years ago when one of my roommates was a regular user of these things. He ended up, by the way, beating that habit by using what he called the marijuana maintenance program. But it's, you know, disturbing addiction that the government makes worse, because once the restrictions are in place and you can't get any more, then you go to the black market, and that's when you start getting into heroin. That's when you start getting a very similar opiate to what you were being prescribed. But the difference is you're buying it through the black market, so you're subject to, you know, the whims of the black market. Maybe you're going to get some impure product. Maybe it's been cut with various different bad things that you don't know because you're buying it from unscrupulous dealers.
Yeah, at every point of sale, it's probably going to get cut a little bit more.
That's correct.
A little bit more.
So very, you know, disturbing that, you know, that's what's happening. But again, these opiates come from these drug legitimate drug companies. Are we supposed to believe that just because they're making it that it's safe? Of course not. These are incredibly dangerous, addictive products that when people are profoundly addicted to them, they change their lives for the worse. And all of that's going on right now. Lives are being destroyed, but yet the government wants you to believe that this Amish farmer is the problem, and they're trying to keep you safe. We're coming up on Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.